This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Tuesday, the 3rd of August. My name is Audrey Raj and with me is...
Frida Liu.
Also joining us on the show today, sitting quietly in the back here
for
is our intern extraordinaire, Daniel T. Say hi, Daniel.
Hi.
All right. Okay, so we've got Daniel in the studio because, you know, we have an evil plan to include him. It's part of our show today. But, you know, we'll wait for a bit and, you know, let him have his grand entrance in just a bit. On the show today, we are going to be talking about parental leave.
Right. Okay, before that, I go to the question. Daniel T's heart is
racing.
Racing. He's gone all red. The question today is, would you want a six-month all-gender paid parental leave policy? There is a poll happening on Twitter and Instagram. The options on Twitter: yes, sounds great, maybe, tell us why, no, too long of a time, no, I'd have FOMO. So it's very interesting to see the poll results for now, which we'll go through later. Yeah. Also some comments.
Yes.
Very interesting. Of course, you can also let us know what you think on WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
Yeah, and to reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. Now, we are talking about this because Volvo Cars is increasing paid parental leave for employees globally to 24 weeks. That's 6 months, regardless of gender. Now, we thought we'd discuss what inclusive and supportive policies like Volvo Cars family bond policy, what it does for a company's culture, for employee happiness, as well as for community engagement.
So Volvo Cars recently announced it's opting in its 40,000 plus employees around the globe into the new all-gender paid parental leave policy. The family bond policy will give all employees with at least 1 year service a total of 24 weeks of leave at 80% of their base pay by default. The policy applies to either parent and the leave can be taken anytime within the first 3 years of parenthood. So Håkan Samuelsson, Volvo Cars chief executive, said, "We want to create a culture that supports equal parenting for all genders. When parents are supported to balance the demands of work and family, it helps to close the gender gap and allows everyone to excel in their careers. We've always been a family-oriented and human-centric company. Through this parental leave policy, we're demonstrating and living our values, which in turn will strengthen our brand."
Yeah, so the global policy is more inclusive and supportive than many existing policies around the world and includes all legally registered parents, including adoptive parents, foster care parents, and surrogate parents. Some countries do not offer any paid leave to new parents or exclude certain groups of parents. So the latter is particularly true for fathers. Volvo Cars' global policy is inspired by national legislation in its home market of Sweden, which is famous around the globe for its generous parental leave arrangements, which have delivered tangible benefits for parents and children alike in recent decades. And it follows a parental leave pilot scheme launched in Europe, Middle East and Africa in 2019, in which 46% of applicants were actually fathers. So when studying the outcome of its parental leave pilot, the company found that employees appreciated the policy for being gender neutral, inclusive, and adaptable to personal needs. The studies also resulted in important insights on how to encourage even more employees to take parental leave and make parental leave for both parents the new norm.
Okay, so how has this news been received here in Malaysia? Well, Arima Chetty, head of people experience at Volvo Cars Malaysia, whom we'll have on the line with us in just a bit, so the team is very happy. She said, "We have a very young workforce and they began talking about maybe becoming parents next year. Reactions globally have been good. I think it's also the paternity bit that's become something that everyone is talking about." She said, "Also in this part of the world, we don't have such good paternity leave as opposed to our counterparts in Europe. Volvo saw a gap there and decided all countries where Volvo operates from will have the same policy. Every employee within Volvo Cars will be able to enjoy the same benefits." She added, "When employees are happy at home, this translates to happier employees. If we give them the freedom and flexibility to be who they are and to spend as much time as they want at home and to bond with their child and family, they'll come back as happier employees."
Yeah.
I've been following this story and I didn't trust the Scandinavians to come up with this, right? And this is such a wonderful idea, policy concept, because it means raising the family then is the equal responsibility of both parents, right? And it's not just on the burden of the mother. And I always say this, right? The only thing that a mother can do that the father can't do is breastfeed.
Yes.
Everything else can be the equal responsibility of both. And this is when companies do this, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I like the fact that they're calling this policy the family bond policy, because it actually is talking about that bonding between the newborn and their parent. And this is something that mothers get to go through. You know, we have at least maybe 2 months, 3 months paternity in this country, right? But, you know, what, maternity. So what about paternity leave? Because, you know, if the father is only around for about a week, and then after it just has to do the nights and then has to go to work. But this really allows the father to bond with that newborn. And that's something that you really cannot replace.
Right. And it's not only that, right? So the first, so the mother might have taken leave, then the mother wants to go back to work. Then the father can now take on the responsibility, maybe like a little over after breastfeeding. I don't know, because it's up to 3 years, right?
Yes,
so this is, this is brilliant. You get to bond with your child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, we'll speak to Rima about this a bit later, but I like what she said about how this actually translates to happier employees, you know, but 6 months is quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, even for maternity in this country, 6 months is quite a bit.
It's quite a bit. But there's some countries that don't. I believe the US does not have it. Australia, I know, only pays for 2 weeks maternity. You can take a year off at your own at your own
expense,
right? With the guarantee of a job when you return, unless this has changed, you know, in the last couple of years. But the thing is, it's only 2 weeks, you know, paid.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we're going to take a quick break for some messages. But when we come back, we will have Rima Chetty, head of people experience at Volvo Cars Malaysia, on the line with us. We'll talk to her about the benefits of this family bond policy, how they're managing this in the back end, and what it's going to do. What Volvo Cars feels it's going to do for community engagement, employee happiness, and of course for, you know, for the company culture as well. All that and more are happening in just a few minutes. But if you'd like to get in touch with us and tell us if you would want a 6 month all gender paid parental leave policy, why or why not? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also get in touch with us on Twitter and on Instagram. Participate in our poll at BFM Radio is our handle. But for now, here's Franz Ferdinand with Take Me Out. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Banish feudal mentality. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about parental leave.
Our question on Twitter is, would you want a 6 month all gender paid parental leave policy? Why or why not? So right now, yes, sounds great at 75.5%. No, too long of a time at 15.2%. Maybe tell us why, 5.4%. And no, I'd have FOMO, 3.9%.
Over on Instagram, it's 92% who say yes, they would want a 6 month all gender paid parental leave policy. 8% say no. And let's just take a look at some messages.
Okay, so we've got one here who is Kwong. He says, a big yes, congratulations, and totally agree. I know a telco company in Malaysia gives their staff 6 months fully paid maternity leave. 3 years is definitely a 10 like. So this is coming from Kwong, and I'm assuming Kwong is a man. I'm just, you know, I'm biased. So Stephen Ho here says, I prefer to have flexible working arrangements rather than outright 6 months leave. I've seen how people get replaced after long holidays and there's no place for that person after he or she is back at work. Flexible working arrangement will at least keep my place there, and organization will also allow me to contribute in some way, even though they promise guaranteed job, but then in some cases they can transfer to other department in the end. Especially for small offices, everyone has their distinctive role and they can't afford to vacate their position for 6 months. Replacement is definitely needed to get things moving. And I just like to discuss that, right? Because, you know, I've had the privilege of working in a company. Oh, it was 2 months maternity. And I did get moved to another role, but it was a similar role kind of thing, which was fine. Similar role, different divisions. And there is a way, I think, because you know it's going to be 9 months, so you can plan and see how the role can be distributed to other people. Or I guess in your case, Audrey.
Yeah, so when I took maternity leave for 3 months, and then I had my sabbatical, so it was supposed to be 4 months. So we had actually someone come in and do part time, and you know, we had interns who chipped in as well. But and I came back and I eased right. In fact, I came back after 3 months because I was just itching to come back to work. But you know, I just eased back in, like into the same role, into the same duties, and no issues there at all.
Right, yeah. Because I think, like, in your case, we got the person to come in a month before you delivered. So there was a transfer of skills.
Yep.
And then after that, when you came back, it was like, you know, a good 6 months that the person had some experience here, right?
Yeah. Well, we're talking about this, of course, because Volvo Cars recently announced that it's opting in its 40,000 plus employees around the globe, including here in Malaysia, into a new all-gender paid parental leave policy. It's called the Family Bond Policy, and it will give all employees with at least 1 year's service a total of 24 weeks of leave at 80% of their base pay by default. And the policy applies to either parent, and the leave can be taken anytime within the first 3 years of parenthood. So what do you think about a policy like this? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. And as promised, right now we have Rema Chetty, Head of PX, or People Experience at Volvo Cars Malaysia, to answer our questions about this policy. Now, Rema, thanks for staying on the line. Just to kick things off, what were the benefits available to Volvo Cars employees prior to this family bond policy? You know, what was the old package like?
Okay, so previously we had offered a 3 month maternity leave to all new mothers and a 6 days paternity leave for fathers. So it was pretty standard, I think, across other organizations in Malaysia.
Okay, and how have these been upgraded with the family bond policy? You know, maybe you can walk us through the benefits.
There's definitely an upgrade. It's more than just a policy or a benefit to employees. I believe that by providing this equal parental leave for all, it basically means we're providing equal career opportunities for all.
Right.
With that said, this policy gives all employees basically a 24-week, almost 6 months, paid leave at 80% of their basic salary. And of course, this applies to both genders. So I think this is new. I'm not too sure, but I think this is a first for fathers in Malaysia.
Right. Rema, why the focus on parental or family benefits?
I think it's because we've always been a family-oriented company, you know, driven by our values. And so we believe that with the family bond, it will make us more inclusive and diverse, which in turn we believe will also increase our performance. Hmm. It will also strengthen our brand, and hopefully it also makes us an attractive employer.
Right.
We believe that with this policy being applied for both parents to take up, it would help create a culture that supports equal parenting. You know, normally in many cases and in many organizations, it's the mothers who are given priority to bond with their child.
Mm.
But here with this equal parental leave, we are also allowing fathers to take the time off to bond with their newborn child.
Right. And what's the feedback been like to the family bond policy?
So far, the feedback has been positive, as you would imagine. We have two parents who will be taking up the policy, one in December and I think the other one in October. And surprisingly, they're both males. So, yeah, that would be exciting. And I think next year we would have a female employee who will be taking it up as well.
Hmm. Now, Rema, some organizations that have introduced extensive family benefits have found that staff just, they don't opt to take it. You know, they don't use up the leave. They're afraid to be away from the office for too long. They feel maybe it shows a lack of commitment to the company, or they fear it may impair their career progression internally. And so there are many reasons to continue to put work first. What's being done at Volvo Cars to counter these feelings?
I agree with you, Audrey. I think usually people tend to perceive good workers as employees who are committed to the company, to their work, you know, ready to sacrifice for the team. And this normally includes working long hours and such. So at Volvo Cars, we believe that this is not what defines an employee's worth. You know, for us, prior to an employee going on parental leave, we will develop a concrete plan to support the employee. So be it whether we distribute the work among the other team members or even bring in external resources, we will do what's necessary to support the employee that's taking the parental leave so that they can go and take their time off with a peace of mind, come back to work, you know, recharged and carry on, or rather start again from where they left off. By planning early, I don't think we foresee any issues. And also, just to add on that, prior to launching this, Vogelcast had done a behavioral science study where we found that, firstly, we need to make this parental leave a norm for everybody. So it becomes a default. As soon as you become a parent, you have, it's no longer an option, it's a default. And you choose whether you want to opt out of it. You know, so then they don't feel the pressure. And then secondly, we provide certainty to everyone. You know, we let them know that they don't need to be afraid of taking this leave. You know, basically, you're just going on a long break to spend time with your new family, with your new family member. So regardless of the gender, you do not have to be fearful of taking this leave. We encourage everybody to take it. So we provide certainty.
You know, Volvo's been known to be a family-oriented brand and human-centric company. So what other benefits have you seen extended to employees that sets the company apart from other multinationals? You know, the pioneering move that moves that define how Volvo cares for its employees.
I think aside from this family bond policy, we also advocate for gender pay equality. We also then, to walk the talk, we've also been giving merits and compensations to all our employees based on their experience and performance and not on their gender or background. So I think this is very important. We are very mindful when we do this. At the same time, we also make sure we eliminate any kinds of unconscious biasness in the evaluation process to ensure that we provide all our employees with the same fair chance on promotion opportunities. I think at Vogelcast, you know, our employees are our lifeline. So we hold true to the legacy of a human-centric brand where our strong people policy calls for us to put employees first. For example, the recent COVID-19 pandemic, we did not hinder anyone's career growth. We had promotions last year. We continue to promote upskilling for all our employees. We do a lot of trainings, which is conducted remotely. I think in times like this, it is important for us to keep our employees motivated, yet we are also understanding of the support they need. So we've also had like a COVID-19 support package, which was given to all employees, because we understand now that we're all working from home, you know, maybe the environment may not be conducive for some of our employees. So we've given this special package whereby they could, you know, get a proper chair or a table, or even increase their internet bandwidth so that they can work from home in a very comfortable space.
Right. Now, Rima, how does the organization continue to keep its finger on the pulse? You know, how do you keep up with the growing demands and expectations of a multinational and a multi-generational workforce?
To answer your first question, I think it's because we hold true to our company values. We always put our people first. So just like with our customers, you know, behind our commitment to our customers, we also prioritize the people that serve them, which is our team members. So this is why we have introduced some of the initiatives I shared with you earlier to show our commitment in becoming a responsible employer. Additionally, we also want to meet the demands of multinational and multigeneral workforce. So we have very attractive, I think, perks and benefits, which is a long list, Audrey, so I won't go through it here. And we also value diversity and inclusivity. We are devoted to encouraging our current and future employees of all ages and race to pursue their respective career growth objectives. With that said, I think we're also always checking with our headquarters in Sweden to see what best practices we can bring to Malaysia, what we can implement here, so that our people can also benefit from whatever global policies there are.
Okay, final question, Rima. How and why should more organizations be extending benefits like the family bond policy to the employees? From the Vogelcast experience, what do inclusive and supportive policies like this do for the company's culture, employee happiness, and also community engagement?
In my opinion, I believe that we hope, at least by introducing and successfully implementing this leave policy, it would set a benchmark for other companies, you know, in various industries to empower them to see the benefits of equal parenthood. Having a parental leave policy that applies to both, I think, creates a culture and supports equal parenting and equal career opportunities for both mothers and fathers. So I think if our people are supported in balancing the demands of work and family, eventually it will help to close the gender gap and allow everyone to excel in their careers. So I think to sum it up, basically, we hope that to break gender biasness and encourage both parents to take equal time off, it's crucial and it's important because that would help everyone excel in their careers.
Right. Thank you for that, Rima. That was Rima Chetty, Head of People Experience at Volvo Cars Malaysia.
I really love this story. I think it's definitely a step in the right direction. I hope more companies would look into that. And, you know, sometimes like careers for women, right, if you get 3 months or 6 months or, you know, you take time off, right, it affects your career progression, right? And then, of course, you know, in the unseen responsibility that is always the woman's job, right? And that hinders, right? So I think it's inclusive and it's just great, right? I mean, a kid growing to see, you know, mom and dad.
Yeah.
Right?
Supportive.
Yeah. Even right. though Paps always get in trouble.
Too close to home there, Frida. We are asking you on the show today, would you want a 6 month all gender paid parental leave policy? Why or why not? Shall we just take a look at the poll before we jump into the break?
Sure. So right now we're looking at 75.4%. Sounds great. No too long for time at 15.5%. Maybe tell us why at 5.3% and FOMO 3.9%.
Fear of missing out. Over on Instagram, just two options. We have 92% who say yes, they would like it, and 8% who say no. And just a few messages before we go into that break. We've got one here from Jalan Kuang who says, this would be great to adapt to life as a parent. PDX 3156 says, yes, but I'm answering from an employee's point of view.
Right.
How do you feel about it from an employer's point of view, PDX? Get in touch with us. Harish says it's good. Sesame says both parents play a role in raising the child. It's also vital for single parents. Yeah, you know.
Exactly.
Right. Mm. Armish says the privilege is only for females. No, it's not, Armish. It's for both.
It's called parental.
Yes, all gender. And Elvira says, yes, bodies need to heal and it's hard for the first couple of months for both parents.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Catching up on that sleep. You have about 27 minutes to get in touch with us and tell us how you feel about this. Would you want a 6 month all gender paid parental leave policy? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also chime in on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. We're going to take a quick break now with Doris Troy and Gonna Get My Baby Back. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Escape Cameron Highlands. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.